The Nats and interim general manager Mike DiBartolo have been moving and shaking. They've done a lot of the easy stuff. If somebody's not under contract for next year, they're not bolted down. You can flip them. You get a couple of minor leaguers back. Best you can do, you just make the trade because it's either they walk or you get something back. So while I think they've done okay in a lot of these returns in terms of getting multiple minor leaguers to add to their system, the fact is they really haven't gotten anything overly notable because they're not giving up anything that's overly valuable. Ahmed Rosario, Andrew Chafin, Luis Garcia, the pitcher, Michael Soroka, Kyle Finnegan, all on expiring contracts. When there's no control beyond this season, when you're just renting someone who's not a star or an impact player, you're not going to give up a lot, and so they're not going to do great in a return. That would change, though, if you traded Mackenzie Gore, who has 2 years of control left after this year, so 3 postseasons, 2.5 years. But the big question is, will ownership sign off on a deal if Mike DiBartolo can get a quality offer to allow him to make that trade? Because it's going to result in some fan animus. It's going to result in some butts not being in seats, which is already a problem.
Right. I was going to say, what's going to happen? You're going to be in last place? What's going to happen? Are fans going to be annoyed? What's going to happen? We're already there. So, you know, if you're of a move takes fan annoyance, I'm just making up the scale, from 1 to 7, you got to consider it. If it's you're already walking in at an 8 and it takes it to a 9 or 10, is that the worst thing in the world? The answer is, you know, some people might tell you, yes, we can't afford any more bad PR, but it's a baseball decision. So I think that's kind of conventional, right? That's where the debate stands now, is if the baseball folks have a trade in place, will ownership sign off on it? I think that's kind of where this is. I don't think you're getting that with moving Ahmed Rosario.
No, I mean, it's complicated because it takes two hurdles being cleared. The first is you need a really quality return. That goes without saying.
Right.
You're not trading Mackenzie Gore if you can't do exceptionally well in what you're getting back. So getting that deal is hard. But when you do, now you need ownership to say, yeah, no problem. And after years and years and years of Mike Rizzo running the front office, they may have been more willing to tell Rizzo, all right, if you love it, we'll do it, then maybe an interim GM and Mike DiBartolo, who's a first-timer at the trade deadline. But we'll see if he can get this done in the next 3 hours and 55 minutes. We will keep you abreast of everything going on with the Nationals. They did trade Kyle Finnegan this afternoon. They flipped him to the Detroit Tigers for a pair of 22-year-old pitching prospects who come back. One of them was actually the number 15 prospect in Detroit's minor league system. But in Josh Randall and RJ Sales, they had two arms to their system for Finnegan, who had completely come apart at the seams here, as he tends to every year before the trade deadline.
Yep.
I feel like we have the same conversation every year. Can they get anything for Kyle Finnegan? And then the weeks leading up to the trade deadline, he does whatever he can to make sure that his value dissipates at the most important point of the season.
Yeah, the slow start into workhorse, gets up 7,000 times, is pitching 3 straight days or back-to-back days or 4 out of 5 days, then gets loose on the 6th day. Davey Martinez rides him into the ground, and sure enough, somehow, some way, in July and August, he doesn't throw as good as he did in May and June. But yeah, it is a sort of time-honored ride. He was an All-Star last year, saved 38 games. Probably gets by a little bit more on guts than he does on pure stuff at this stage, but is a back-end reliever, maybe not the closer that a first-division team would want, but could certainly help get you big outs.
I want to get to football in a second, but one more thing on the Nats here. This is not a report. People don't know the difference between reporting and just saying things, and most of you don't care, but I'm just saying, I'm throwing this out there, I'm not reporting anything, I'm just telling you what I heard yesterday. So what I was told from someone super plugged in on what's going on around Major League Baseball in front offices yesterday was that the Nationals would definitely be trading Michael Soroka, Kyle Finnegan, Josh Bell ahead of the trade deadline. I was also told that they are listening on and would like to, if they could find a dance partner, find a trade for Luis Garcia Jr., their second baseman, but that because of his years of control remaining in his age, they want to do really well in the return. Whereas with Finnegan, you trade him no matter what. You're just getting the best possible return. That's very different than we're only going to trade Luis Garcia if we can get what we feel like is good value. But they are listening in on and okay moving him if they can get the right price, basically. The most interesting one is Gore. And what I was told, and the reason I keep bringing up the ownership thing, is that that could be a major stumbling block. That even if they get a really quality offer, that ownership might not be willing to sign off on that. Now, I haven't talked to anybody in ownership. I don't know if that's gospel. That's just what I'm hearing. But again, we will keep you abreast as we get closer to 6 p.m. Darris, when the Nats hit a home run, there's that horn sound over at Nats Park. You know it? You're familiar with it?
I am familiar with it, yes.
We hear it not that often this year, but we hear it. Very rarely do we hear it. We actually hear it more often this year than we did last year, believe it or not, thanks to James Wood. But let me hear that. Is that like a ship? Or so, it feels very like dockyardy to me. What is that horn?
So it's supposed to be, I remember reading this up a couple years ago, it's supposed to be a Navy type tribute. I'll have to look up the exact phrasing for it, but it's something to do with the Navy.
Makes sense to me.
Navy Yard.
I hear that, yeah. I think water. So
yeah. Sure. Where it's like, hey man, let me know if I'm close to hitting the dock and there's a lot of fog.
When Josh Bell is likely traded between now and six, fire that off and let us know. That'll be how we let people know the Nats have made another trade. If Mackenzie Gore gets traded, I'd like to hear that sound again with the breaking Nats news.